Dr. Pinsky dictating Mount IME. I'm Paul Cotone, C-O-T-T-O-N-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Cotone as described in my report cited above. Pretty is now a 65-year-old male who again alleges in 2008 he suffered repetitive work injuries involving his neck and back. Period, he did not sustain any distinct trauma. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he did undergo his first operation in 2008. Period, he has had spinal fusion. Period, he continues to receive physical therapy and injections for chronic pain care at Reclaimability. Period, he denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. Period, he denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas, but reiterates he has undergone 4 surgeries. Period. New paragraph. The records show he received an order approving settlement on 1-18-19 to be inserted here, including what carries over through the back of the second page of the order. He then applied for a reopener. Period in paragraph. Mr. Cotone underwent a cervical spine MRI on 7/26/18 at the referral of family physician Dr. Hassman, H-A-S-S-M-A-N. Period was compared to a study of 3/10/15. Period. Insert those results here. In paragraph, he was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Shaw on 10/12/21. Period. He noted the petitioner's surgeries to the cervical spine, EMG, left arm surgery, and lumbar spine surgery. Period. This was done on 3/18/21, but was not work-related. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Shaw diagnosed cervical pain, status post-anterior cervical decompression from C5-T1 followed by C3-T4, decompression and fusion, semicolon left-sided interossei weakness. Period. He monitored a CAT scan of the cervical spine and thoracic spine to ensure that his hardware is in acceptable position, and there is no evidence of progressive loosening of the hardware. Period. Absent any changes in the hardware positioning or hardware failure, he believed the patient would be at maximum medical improvement in his restrictions and quality of life would be at a treatment plateau. Period. He would not recommend any additional spine surgical interventions unless there is significant internal derangement with the CAT scan. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Cotone did undergo CAT scan of the cervical spine and thoracic spine on 12/22/21 to be inserted here. Per Dr. Shaw reviewed these independently and described his interpretation on 4/19/22. Period. There was no evidence of any hardware failure or hardware loosening or hardware-related complication or malposition hardware noted. Period. In fact, there appeared to be evidence of solid arthrodesis across all areas of where his posterior and anterior cervical decompression and fusion had been performed. Period. Therefore, he believed the patient continued to be at a treatment plateau and did not recommend any other orthopedic spinal surgical intervention. Period. Physical exam. extremities upper inspection revealed healed scars at the lateral epicondyle. Period. One reportedly was for the radial nerve and the other for the lateral epicondyle. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows are normal. Extremities lower, deep tendon reflexes with 3 plus at the talus, 2 plus at the Achilles. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed decreased low data curve and forward held posture. Period, he had a posterior longitudinal scar measuring 8 inches in length. Period, he also had faint right anterior transverse scarring consistent with his surgery. Period. Active flexion was 20 degrees, comma, extension 15 degrees, comma, rotation right 25 degrees and left 15 degrees, comma, side bending right 10 degrees and left 15 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic flexion was minimally limited to 45 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Lumbosacral inspection revealed a decreased low data curve and a midline 5.5-inch longitudinal scar consistent with his surgery there. Paired active flexion was to 80 degrees, comma extension, and bilateral side bending to 20 degrees, but bilateral rotation was full to 45 degrees. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions, palcatonal edges, occupational injuries to his neck and back, as marked in my prior report. Paired since evaluated here in 2017, he received an order approving settlement on 1-18-19. Paired in 2020, he reopened his case. Paired he was seen by Dr. Shah, who recommended updated diagnostic studies. Paired CAT scans of the cervical and thoracic spine were done on 12-22-21. Paired having reviewed these, Dr. Shah deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement from a spine surgical standpoint. Period. New paragraph, the current examination, once again, found there to be healed surgical scarring about the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. Lumbar range of motion was actually good, and neural tension signs were negative. Period. Cervical range of motion was moderately decreased. And Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. There were healed, 2 healed scars at the lateral epicondyle on the left. Period. New paragraph. My opinions regarding permanency and causation remain the same as those previously indicated.